There's a conference room at Miami Carroll City Senior High, nicknamed the War Room.
You'll see all the students we're going to discuss today.
It's here, around a heavy wood table, that teachers, administrators, and sports coaches are gathered to discuss three students who are in trouble.
He is demonstrating, of course, attendance.
There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen. People from the organization Talent Development, which analyzes student data, City Year, which provides mentors, and Communities and Schools, which helps get kids support like healthcare and social services. It works like this. An analyst gathers information on student attendance, behavior, and performance in math and English. Then, based on some dropout risk studies from Johns Hopkins University, she flags kids who are on a downward trend, often before it's obvious they're struggling. Those students become the subject of the War Room meetings.
Because he came to me last week and he said, I haven't had anything to eat all day. I had a bag of chips and I gave it to him.
If that happens again and he says that he's hungry, we keep snacks in the office.
It was at the end of the day.
Turns out that student spent a week and a half living in a car this semester.
If we don't get to the core of the problem, we can't teach them.
Tracy Troy has been at Carroll City for 14 years. When the Diplomas Now program was introduced 3 years ago, she was apprehensive about getting involved with her students' problems outside her classroom.
Not that I don't care, but I care too much. It weighs on you. Those are your children while you're here.
Now, she says, the War Room meetings help her help the kids. It costs about $600 per student to run the Diplomas Now program at Carroll City. Last school year, a third of students who were flagged for missing school got back on track to graduation. Two-thirds of the students who were having behavioral problems made a turnaround. On report card day, sophomore Matt Godby is going over his grades and goals with Natasha Santana Vieira.
You have Aguilera, you raised your C to a B, so congratulations on that.
I sat down and I talked with her like you told me to.
The first quarter on Mac's report card is littered with D's and F's. This quarter, there are more C's and B's. He's got an A in English.
And when you need help, do you know where to go?
Straight to ER.
I ask Mac where he thinks he would be if his name hadn't come up as one of the students who needed help.
That's easy. Tell you no lie, I think I would have been ended up dead.
Ended up dead, he says, because he was spending a lot of time on the street. When his dad left, Mac says he wanted to show his mom they didn't need him. He started selling drugs. He was six. He says by the time he got to high school, he was affiliated with a gang. He skipped classes, didn't study. He was angry all the time, which would be easy to miss. Mac is soft-spoken, thin, and on the day we meet, he's dressed in a soft cotton Oxford buttoned at the neck. But earlier this school year, after looking at the data, Miss Santana sat Mac down and asked,
"Are you okay?"
For the first time in his life, he said, "No."
I don't want to be the person I am. I want to be a different person. I want to be that kid that made straight A's and B's on his report card. Be at school every day on time. Go on field trips.
Paige Kowalski is a state policy director for the Data Quality Campaign, a group that advocates for better use of student information.
The point of all this isn't to collect data. It's to change what's happening for individual kids.
About 20 states have developed early warning systems like the one Florida is proposing. Kowalski wants schools to take a cue from the medical field.
We don't just put out reports saying the hospital lost all these patients and saved these people. They actually look at it and say, what can we do better?
At Carroll City, the answer is to try to find kids in trouble before it's too late. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.